We are learning Masechta Zuma, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. We are continuing the drashos through the Psukim of Parashas Chukas, which explains the process of making the Para Aduma. And the Psukim, some of them are talking about Kahanim, some of them not, and there's not an exact continuation from one pasuk to the next pasuk. Just because one halacha needs a kohen doesn't mean the next one needs a kohen. And then sometimes it's like Rav and Shmuel, and we'll see how we go through the Psukim. So the next pasuk we are talking about, we started off with that they brought out the paro. It says, V'nasatam oisah elozah ha-koyin, v'hitzi oisah el-mechutzamachna, brought out el-mechutzamachna. And now the pasuk says, V'shachat oisah lefonov. We shecht the paro aduma in front of him. Who is that? So we had a machlekes already about this. But first, what does oisah mean? V'shachat oisah, zakhti gemara, shlo yishchat acheres ima. You're not allowed to shecht another cow together with this paro at the same time. Is it to do that? Lefonov. What did they ask from the word lefonov? Sila Rav, who holds that it's Elazar making the shechita, dafka Elazar, and not Azar. So lefonov means lerav shloyasiach daita imena. Rav holds means that they shouldn't be mesiach das. That's what lefonov teaches us. LeShmuel, according to Shmuel, who holds that even Azar could shecht, so the pasuk is teaching us that Azar is lara shecht. A non-kain is lara shecht. LeShmuel, shehizar shechet veElazar roya. The Zara is Sheikhet and Elazar has to see it, but Zara is Arabi Sheikhet. So it comes out, here we have a Reya Machlaik, because this Pasuk, Lefonov, Fi Rav means Shleyasiach Taita, and Fi Shmuel means it teaches that a non Kayan is kosher to make a Shechita. The next Pasuk says, V'lokach Elazar HaKayan, Midamah Be'etzbay, the Kayan takes, Elazar HaKayan takes from the Dam with his finger, and he spritzes towards the Oil Mayid 7 times. So here it says Elazar HaKohen. L'Shmuel, why does it say Elazar HaKohen? La'adure, la'alazar. To teach us that now, even though V'shachat meant Azar, but V'lokach, taking the dam, has to be done a'idei Elazar HaKohen. L'Rav, already the V'shchita is Elazar, so why does it repeat Elazar? L'Rav, have a miyat achamiyat, so it's a miyat achamiyat, because both are saying dafka Elazar, no one else. And the halacha is, when you have a miyat achamiyat, ve'im miyat achamiyat al rabbis. When you have two miyutim, two exclusions, there's a dafka laza, and again dafka laza, so then the halacha is, a miyat achamiyat al rabbis, the filu koyin hadit. So here we already have another machlekes over here, who is allowed to take the dam? According to Shmuel, it has to be dafka laza. According to Rav, it could be even a koyin hadit. Avadu talking about the first paraduma where laza was there, and the first paraduma, when it says laza, means dafka laza. But according to Rav, since it says Elazar twice, so the second, the Kabbalah's dam, the halacha is by the Kabbalah's dam, it'll be kosher with a kohen hedit. And Rashi explains, we have before, Ula said a fact, he said some are mashma moitzi miyad mashma and mashma meila. So this is Rav and Shmuel over here. According to Shmuel, we're going to see that in the next Gemara, there's going to change from being Elazar to a Kayin, and according to Rav, it'll be the same. Let's just see the next thing. We just give our Zakdam with the next Gemara. The next Gemara says, Lokach a Kayin, eight eras, the eight of Shishalas. Next step is the Kayin takes a piece of wood, the eight of a piece of grass, the Shnitilas, and a string. So it says a Kayin. Why does it say a Kayin? L'Shmuel, the Phil of a Kayin had it. Fishmuel, it's saying, even though the Lokach to take the dam to make the Zrika had to be Elazar, this Velokach could be any Kayin. Could be even a kohen hadit. L'Rav, we're already up the kohen hadit. Already said there was an emiyat achamiyat al rabbis and said even a kohen hadit could do the lakach hadam, take the blood to make the zrika. So what does it say a kohen again for? Because you would have thought, given lav gufa departed, and since eight eras, it's not the actual cow, it's something else, a side thing, it still needs a kohen. So here's where you see that Fishmuel, it was different. The Lokach Elazar Kayin was Dafka Elazar. And the Lokach Kayin Eitzeres Eitzer Shitalas is a Kayin Hedit. According to Rav, it's the same thing. So according to Shmuel, it's Mashma Moitzim Biyad Mashma. The Pasuk one after another is changing from one to another. According to Rav, here it's staying the same. They're both by Kayin Hedit. I, why you know a Pasuk Kayin Hedit? Teach us that even though it's not Gufa Depara, still, it needs a coin. Pasuk goes further. It says, V'chibes begod of HaKoyin. And the word HaKoyin, again, is extra over here. It says that the one who gathered the Afer, who worked with the Afer, has to be toivel his clothing, has to wash his clothing, and he has to himself go to the mikveh, his tummy. So why does it say HaKoyin? We know we're talking about HaKoyin. Why is it Yalashon HaKoyin? To teach us B'chihunoi, that you have to wear big de kahuna when you do. When you do the paraduma, you have to be a big dekuna, because you would think that it's something done b'chutz. It's not a avoda, so maybe you could done big dechayil. Kamash v'lon, that's done big dekuna. That's what teaches us. Give us a gadol big kuna. But tamei hakoyin out of erev. Then the pasuk says, then the end of that pasuk, same pasuk. Tamei hakoyin out of erev again. Hakoyin. Why is it repeat hakoyin again? So tamei hakoyin erev. Koyin b'chihuna le'dairis. That not only in the first part of Duma do you have to wear big dikuna, the kohen headed that does it, even Ladaira is also the kohen headed that does the paraduma needs big dikuna. So Mara has a kasha. Honich leman diyam Ladaira is the kohen headed shapir. We learned before that the first paraduma is done with Allah's kohen, at least certain avaydas. After that, it says, I saw, after that it can be something else. And it's machlaikis, either kohen gadol or a kohen hedyet. That was the end of daf mem beis mem beis. So here is saying that the first pasuk of Kibbutz of Gadol HaKohen says that in Elazar's days, the kohen hedyet who did it has to wear big dikuna. But Tamei HaKohen HaErev teaches us the kohen bikuna l'dairis. So honich l'man diyam l'dairis b'kohen hedyet chapter. If you learn that l'dairis is done with a kohen hedyet, so good, we understand why you need a pasuk to teach us you have to wear big dikuna. According to man diyam holds the dairis, it's dafka of a kohen gadol. Has the kohen gadol been a big kohen gadol dikuna? Why you have to tell me that you need a big dikuna? So the Gemara's kasha is that if you need a kohen gadol, sure you need a big dikuna. We need a pasuk for that. Now the problem with this is that not every avoda needs kohen gadol, just like not everybody needs a lazar kohen. Only the shechita according to Rav, or the Kabbalah and the Zrika according to Shmuel, that needs a lazar. That will need a kohen gadol. But the other avodas could be with a kohen headed, so maybe you need a pasuk b'kihunai to teach us that it needs begadol for those kahanim, for those avodas. What's more, kasha? So the Ritvan, Tais Rosh more explains that since you find that there are certain things need a kohen gadol, then for sure the rest of the avodas need a big dikuna, for sure. If we're so choshev that some of the avodas need a kohen gadol, for sure we need a big dikuna. So the Gemara's kasha is, what do you need a pasuk for? So the Gemara says, yeah, in Milsa Das B'Kavachemer, Torah B'Kos B'Kor, a lot of times, even though it's a Kavachemer, the Torah will write it over again, and that's what it says, second time kohen, teach us that even the Doiris, you have to wear a big dikuna. Let's go further in the Pesukim. Then it says, V'Osaf Ish Tahar is Eifah HaParah. A Ish Tahar, here it doesn't say Kayin, it says Ish Tahar, a pure person, a man, sounds like a man. Eis Eifah HaParah, the Eifah HaParah, V'Niach B'chutz HaMachna, Mokam Tahar, V'Hoyz Adas B'nei Sholom Shmeres, V'Nid Dachat Asi. So here it says, you gather the ashes, and the halacha is, you gather the ashes, and you put it away, on wherever you put it. So it says Ish Tahar. So ish is lahachsher es hazar. That's been machsher. This avoda can be done with the hazar, and tahar lahachsher es isha. Tahar is being marbe that isha is also kosher. Veheniach teaches us misha yes by das laniach yotzu cheris shayta vekatan sheim beim das laniach. That teaches us veheniach teaches us it has to be someone who has the bar das. Mashenken a cheris shayta vekatan the have a das cannot do this. Maisa of Asifas Afra, the Asifas of the ashes. So the halacha is now being marbe all of a sudden right now, middle of the parasha, being marbe for at least for Asifas Afra, which means gathering the ashes, can be done either a zar, and not only a zar, it can be done either isha. Tanan Hasa, I'm going to the Mishnah, Hakoil Kasherim Lekadish. Now the next step after Asifas Afra is Kiddush. What does Kiddush mean? Kiddush means to put water onto the ashes in a keli, and you mix it, and that's Kiddush. Hakol k'sherim l'kaddish, chutz v'cherish shoyta v'katan. Besides v'cherish shoyta v'katan, that's what Tanna Kama says. Rav Yehuda, machshir b'katan, he says that katan is kosher, or poysel v'isha, or adragnas. And the isha is possible. What's the machlokes? This Mishnah is a Mishnah in Mesechus Parah. What's the b'yar machlokes? My time of the Rabbanon. What's found the Rabbanon hold that everyone is kosher besides Chesed of Katan? Dechsev, because the pasuk says, "Belachu l'tamim avar serifas haparam," which is a pasuk later on, pasuk Yud Zayin. The pasuk says, "Belachu l'tamim avar serifas achatos v'nosan alav mayim chayim al keli." This is going back on the psukim of Asaf. We just have Asaf to gather, could be a zar and could be a isha. So v'lochu l'tomei me'efer shem zechadas hanuf the pasloch v'asifa pasloch v'kiddush. Those who are no good by asifa, for example, cheres shayta v'katon, are no good by kiddush. V'hanuf the achshelo v'asifa, namely a zar or a isha, achshelo v'kiddush are kosher by kiddush. So that's pshat under Rabbanu. That's pshat under Rabbanu. What's about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, if that was the case, im kein lemekra v'lokach. Let's just say v'lokach. Why is it losh rabbi? My v'lochu. V'lochu is trying to say we're being marba something someone else that wasn't kosher till now. V'lochu losh rabbi. That filu katan the pasuk v'lochosu. Even the katan that you're pasuled hacha kosher here, it is kosher. Now, so that's why he's marba katan. That's why he's marba katan. Because he says Lach Losh Rab, and Tosi speaks out. So how do you know it's what? Well, that's his question. Excellent. Tosi the Kasha. How do you know? Well, maybe a Cheres Shaita the Katan also should be cautious. Tosi says that if you're gonna pick one person, you pick a Katan. Why? Because his Osi Lechlal Das. He's gonna come to Das when it comes to a Mitzvah. Mashenki and Cheres Shaita the Katan have no hope. They're not becoming a Bar Das, and therefore we don't count them. That's the small Tosi the Maskal Mai speaks this down. Okay, now we didn't finish Rabbi Yehuda yet, so we know now why cotton is kosher. Why did pass al Isha? The Rabbanon is right, it's going back on Asifa. Isha Menale, how do you know Isha is possible? The Mara, the Rabbi Yehuda says, V'nosan, it says, V'nosan, 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 it says, L'shem V'nosan, Mayim, Elov, Mayim, Chayim, Al Kelly, and say V'nosan. So you see, not an Isha. Tosis is also asking this, that a lot of times you find L'shem V'nosan, and it means everyone. It doesn't say V'nosan, it's going on anyone who does it. So Tosis answers, that here, since it said v'lochu losh rabim, and then it says v'nosa, not v'nosnu, it's coming to say drasha. It's coming to say drasha v'nosa lo v'nosna. Okay, so now we've seen up to Rabbi Yehuda. Now we have to go back to Rabbanon. What are the Rabbanon do with v'lochu? Rabbanon ikasa Rabbanon v'lochach v'nosna. If it didn't say v'lochu losh rabim, I would have a problem. Why? Ikasa akmon v'lochach v'nosna have a mina ad l'shokachad v'yavchad. You would think that the same person who takes the efer has to put the mayim onto the efer. That's the same person. Because it says lachach v'nosan, kasher achmona v'lachu loshen rabim, v'kasher achmona v'lachu v'nosnu have amina ad shakli trevi avetrei. They both, whoever both people took, have to put it. Kasher achmona v'lachu two people could take v'nosan one person could put the mayim that feels shakli trevi avchad is enough. It's good. Even two people took and one person put the mayim on the efer. That's enough. Zokter Rishash, they see from here that. Even if one person took and a different person put the mayim, it's also good. Because just like when lachu two and one person puts it down, it's not the same person doing both. Here also, if one person takes the eifer, the other person puts the mayim, it'll also be kasha. So we're moving along in the parasha. I'm going to go to the next pasuk, the pasuk Yud Ches. It says, v'lokach eizoy, you take a piece of grass, v'taval b'mayim, and you dip it into the water of the Parah Aduma, ish tahar, v'hiz al oil, v'al kol keim on the fashad of Yisham, al geir v'etzim v'chol v'mesev v'kavah. So it says here, ish tahar again. What's going on? We need another ish tahar? Zok the Gemara, v'lok ha'chiz v'tav v'mayim ish tahar, l'rabbanon ish v'loy isha. The Rabbanon, this teaches us, ish v'loy isha, because we are still in the process right now of Va'asaf and Malakach were all kosher with the Isha and with the Zar. So Ish is coming lafuke Isha. Tar lahachshas a katan. And Tar's bimachshas a katan. Here's another example of Moitzi Miyad Mashma that had a psukim one to another are like going the opposite way. His kosher is possible, kosher, possible. So here it says, Va'lokach ezo v'tovam mayim ish tar. For Rabbanon, until now we said it was kosher be Isha kosher bizarre. Now we say, no, Isha can't do the Zrik the Hazah. Can't do the Hazah on the person. Tahar lahach shes a katan. Now a katan's kosher to do the Hazah. The Rabbi Yehuda held that a katan was kosher for the Nesinas, for the Kiddush HaMayim. And Isha was possible. So it's the opposite. Ruda ish. V'loy katan. Now we're disqualifying the katan. Tar lahachshas isha. Timachshas isha. Chalik is Yehuda and the Rabbanon. How to learn over here? The other way around. They're switching around. They're doing the mamash the opposite. So comes out hazah. If someone ever asks you when you do hazah on a person, do paradum, who has to do it? It's a merit of a klaikas. According to Rabbanan, it has to be dafka ish, a man. It doesn't have to be a kohen, but it has to be an ish. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be even an isha. And the same thing with a katan, the opposite. That according to Rabbanan, a katan will be kasha. According to Yehuda, a katan will be pasha. Meisrei, meisrei kasha. And says in Mishnah and Parah, Hakol kasherim lahazos, chutz v'tumtum v'adroigenes. Everyone's kasha to hazah, besides v'tumtum v'adroigenes v'isha. And a katan, she'im v'idas, isha mesiyata, isha can help him. What? I was that on purpose, the aim v'idas. The Gilead changed the Emeridas. It's because if it was Yesbidas, then he's really a god. What does it mean, Yesbidas? So it means a katan, so Emeridas, Yesbidas, it's a shah, how to but either way, it means a katan, that Isha can help him, even Isha is puzzle, Isha can help a katan. This is mamish precisely like the Rabbanon. Rabbanon said that a Ishla Isha and a Tarl Haksha katan. This Mishnah is mamish like the Rabbanon. It says that a Isha could do it, a Isha cannot do it, and a katan could do it. A katan could do it. If he has no das, he needs the Isha to help him. But a katan could do it. Going to go to Rabbanon. That's why the Ger says aim by das, because the Yesh by das doesn't need an isha to help him. Even aim by das, the isha helps him, works. So what's the kash? Umazi does hazah. So what's the kash? This is hazah on the person. Besides for isha, a katan is kasher. Ma'amos at Rabbanon. The problem is the mishnah and parah. The loy polig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue. So what's going on? Amar baya kivin to amar. Since we already established, or some of the girsa, the amar. Call a parasha kula, mashma. Domar call parasha kula, mashma. Moitzim yad mashma, mashma. Meila polig. Since we know this already, so it makes a lot of sense that according to the Rabbi Yehuda, before that the katan was kosher and the isha was pasul. Here it's going to be the opposite. We don't have to explain Rabbi Yehuda argues because that follows the seder of the parasha would have figured it out by itself. Ad kan explaining all the pesukim in some gemaras. The article has a nice chart on this. Might should go back a page, see if it has a nice chart. It has a chart. It has a nice chart there. You'll read that chart. It's a beautiful chart. And it explains, going through all the psukim, of what the halachas are of Kayin, Kayin Gadol, Elazar, Zar, Isha, and so on and so forth.